Have you ever been real sick? So sick you ached all over from fever? Well, I have. It really hurts, doesn't it? In today's story, a nobleman's son is very sick. Listen now, a servant is very concerned.
Sir, if the fever doesn't break soon, your son could die. Isn't there something more we could do?
I have done everything I know of, but we could pray. When I was in Jerusalem, there was a teacher named Jesus who healed the sick. If he were here, I know my son would be healed. Oh, God, help me.
Master, I was in the market and I heard that Jesus is in Cana. That's not far from here. If you could go, sir, Jesus might come and heal your son.
I'll go. Saddle a donkey, tie on a sack of oats. There's no time to waste.
Soon the nobleman was on his way.
Come on, little donkey. Faster, faster. I wonder where I'll find Jesus. What can I say to him to get him to come? Faster, little donkey. We're almost there. I see a crowd of people over there. It's Jesus. Here, boy, hold my donkey while I squeeze through the crowd to hear him.
Unless you see signs and miracles happen, most of you people never will believe and have faith at all.
Jesus, I believe. Do come down at once before my little son is dead.
You can go home now and be at peace. Your son shall live.
Thank you, Lord. I believe. Praise the Lord. God has given me back my son. We've been touched by the Master. We'll go home rejoicing, little donkey. Praise God.
And as he traveled home, his servants met him and told him his son was healed. The fever had left at the same time Jesus had said, "Go, your son shall live." When the nobleman got home, he told them all of the wonderful, loving Jesus. And his son and all who were in the house believed and received new life. God's love for you sent Jesus to this world so that you might believe and have eternal life. Ask Jesus to come into your life. Just pray after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died in my place for my sins. Forgive the wrong things I have done and come into my heart. Amen.